Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 12th of June, 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke. Wherever you're at in the eastern townships of Quebec or beyond, I'm glad you've tuned in. Do go to our website to find the ways that you can join with us, either online or in person. All being well, the borough of Lennoxville in the city of Sherbrooke will have held its Friendship Day yesterday on Saturday the 11th of June. I trust that it will have gone well, but I am recording this before the event itself. How good it is when a community can come together and rejoice and celebrate. And in faith, I say well done to all who organised and took part in it. Throughout the eastern townships, there are fairs and sports and barbecues, and we rejoice in all that makes for the common good in our communities. The psalmist said, "How good it was to come together in worship." Psalm 133. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life for evermore." It may be that the only way we have to access common worship is through this radio broadcast, but it is still good to come together, to align our thoughts one with the other, and above all, to draw near to the God who loves us.
Till I cry.
Let us pray. The psalmist says, O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Our holy God, being thought about and cared for by you is beyond us to understand. You are the God who made all that there is, and yet you rejoice to call us the crown of all that you've made and the pinnacle of your purposes. We praise you that we have been fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who shaped us to reflect his image. We rejoice that you come to meet us, that you've revealed yourself in grace and mercy, that you meet us on our level and at our point of need, that in Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth, we can find all that we need to relate to you as the one who made us, fashioned and formed us. We acknowledge that we indeed are frail children of dust and feeble as frail, but in you do we trust, nor find you to fail. Your mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our maker, defender, redeemer, and friend. We confess to you that we sin against you in thought and word and deed, in the things that we do and the things that we don't do. Forgive us for the sake of Jesus. Our God is dying to save us. The Heavenly Father reveals grace in his Son, Jesus Christ. Through Christ our sins are forgiven. The Father sends the Holy Spirit who pours God's love into our hearts. And so all glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
With me, thy sinful
John's Gospel, chapter 16, at verse 12. Jesus speaks to his disciples. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. What clumsy phrasing. What dense writing. What complicated language. What a lot of God talk. Of all the ways to speak about God, why talk about him as a Father and a Son and a Holy Spirit? If we were to invent a God, then we certainly wouldn't call him a God who is three persons in one and one in three persons. We'd try and keep it simple, wouldn't we? So here's a little thought experiment for today. If you could design a God, what would that God look like? If you could invent a God, how would they behave? What would happen in the universe? Well, here's one answer that I plucked from the internet. The blogger said, the new God that I would invent would have the following characteristics. He, she, or it would not want you to believe in anything that cannot be proven, nor does it have to be accepted just because it comes from him, her, or it. He, she, or it would not require or want you to offer him, her, or it anything, ranging from money, incense sticks, food, or killing people who did not subscribe to the idea of him, her, or it. He, she, or it would only want you to be true to your own conscience and do things that you feel are right and do not do things that you feel are wrong. But he, she, or it wouldn't spy on you continuously and would certainly have no mechanisms for punishing you for your alleged misdeeds. He, she, or it would have the following superpowers, though. The power to make people stop and rethink the full impact of their actions before they commit an action that would harm themselves or others. The power to make people use logic, common sense, and empathy. The power to make people understand and own up their mistakes and inspire them to clear the mess that they have created. Well, all those are interesting thoughts, and maybe you might want to add a few things on as well. Yet I think from that response, you can already see some of the things that arise. For if we design a God, then who would be the ultimate authority in the universe? It would be us. We would design a God with our limits, limited by our needs, accommodating itself to our morals. We would be creating a God in our own image. If we invented our own God, he, she, or it wouldn't be a personal God. They'd have to keep their distance lest they interfere with our lives. And we don't really want a God like that, do we? We want a God who lives away up there, who just doesn't care and doesn't speak. But the God of the Bible is a personal being, a God who speaks and acts and thinks and creates. And he's personal in that he meets us in person. The God revealed in Jesus comes to us by the Holy Spirit and is witnessed to in the Bible as a personal God. Well, perhaps we might begin to think that the fact that we do speak and think and act and create is perhaps a sign that we have been made in the image of such a God who speaks and acts and thinks and creates. But let's think on. If we had an invented God, it would be a God who was preoccupied with us. It would be a God who put us at the centre of the universe and everyone else on the edge, the periphery, only useful insofar as they were useful for us and not for others. And that would make for a cold and distant universe, wouldn't it? Isn't that what makes our social events fun? Convocations, friendship days, sports days, barbecues, festivities across the eastern townships? Were we not in some way made to be social, to act and do things together? An invented God wouldn't make us like that, would we? The God revealed in the Bible is a God who relates. He is a society of persons. Yes, three in one and one in three, existing in love and deference as what we have learned to call this Trinity. An invented God would make us individual, but we're made to be social. So perhaps we can turn that around to make us think that perhaps we were actually made in the image of a God who is social in himself. He's a personal God, a social God. And finally, do you notice the moral plea that comes out of that last definition? I would make a God to make people stop and rethink the full impact of their actions. The power to make people use logic. The power to make people understand and own up their mistakes. A God who would intervene to prevent us from harming ourselves. The blogger was saying, I need a God who knows better than me. I need a God who comes to the rescue, who saves me from myself. Well, dear friends, enough of this. Instead of thinking what God ought to be like, we rejoice in what God has shown himself to be. He is exactly the God that we need. If we had perfect knowledge of ourselves, then we would know God witnessed to in Jesus would be exactly the God that we need. For he made us and shaped us and fashioned and formed us for himself. We don't have to fret to think about how to invent a God to fulfill our needs. We already have the God that we need. The deity, the personal God, has come to us in Jesus and now comes by his Spirit. We could not design a better God than the God we have in Jesus. A trinity of love and power, a God of love and comfort, a God of righteousness and truth, and a God of saving compassion. And incidentally, that means he's a God worth worshipping. Let us pray. Almighty God, how foolish we human beings can be, to think that we can solve all our own problems, create our own gods, and by our own knowledge and understanding, perfect a world which is broken. Lord God, it is you who made us, and you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. We praise you that you have come to us to fulfill all our needs in Jesus Christ, that in him we can find our destiny and our future. In him we can find life, life that is full life and abundant life, a life that is eternal life, a life that death itself cannot snuff out. We pray for that life to overflow towards our world that you have made. And we lift before you those who carry heavy burdens, those who find each day a challenge, those who struggle to see hope for the future. Lord, we thank you that you are the ultimate source of all hope, and we ask that you would use your people, your church, to bring hope, healing, and light into the darkness today. Lord, we lift before you those who carry heavy burdens of responsibility for our leaders, local, national, global, for those whose decisions will affect the lives of many. Give wisdom and compassion, we pray. Lord, we give you thanks for those who carry burdens of responsibility in our churches, locally, nationally, globally. May the Spirit of truth and wisdom guide and protect all who serve in whatever capacity, that you might be glorified in our world. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you, our Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, be glory and praise. And hear us now as further we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Grace, grace, God.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.